This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to Hold the Pod!
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, all you Caps fans out there. How's it going? Welcome to What the Puck. It's a Washington Capitals podcast. Thank you for listening, downloading, or streaming on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Now, not joining me, as always, is Coach Dan. He's taking a very nice vacation. He's going to be enjoying the holidays, and I'm just going to give you a little quick show this evening. I've been doing internet radio and podcasting and stuff for about 10 years. I've been podcasting specifically for 3 years, and I've never done a solo show before. So I thought this would be a kind of a cool experiment to see what it's like just kind of talking to myself and not be considered a crazy person at that point. So let's talk about the last couple games the Capitals have played. They've had four since we talked last, up against the Blue Jackets, the Devils, the Senators, and the Rangers. The Capitals went up against the Blue Jackets in Columbus, and they went to overtime. The Caps were able to come out with 2 points with a win, with Eric Fehr getting a great goal right there in overtime, looking great. What the Capitals have really done this week that I've been very impressed with is that even though they're not playing a full 60-minute game still, there's a lot of different guys out there that are going out there. They're trying their hardest. They're doing a lot of great work. But they're not giving up. Even if they are tired and they don't have a full tank of gas, they're not working on a full tank of gas, they are still playing until the very last second. Something I've been talking about this entire season. I think Barry Trotz is bringing that to this team, and I'm very impressed with what he's doing so far. I think these guys are finally starting to turn a corner, and I think they're finally starting to get his system. Alan May brought it up during one of the games that he thinks, Barry Trotz is really bringing a lot of that Nashville Predators style that he used there, and it looks like it's starting to at least click, because we see a guy like Eric Fehr come out big in overtime. We've seen him do it before, but really they kept with it. They kept going, and they looked good in that game. The next game, they were in New Jersey up against the Devils. Even if you're not a Caps fan, if you're not a hockey fan, you probably saw this goal. Alex Ovechkin with another highlight reel worthy goal coming from him. He's skating down the ice. It's, 2-on-1. He passes the puck, right through his own legs, goes to the backhand, is able to get a goal. I mean, it's right up there with the goal that started this whole thing up against the Phoenix Coyotes in his rookie year. I mean, just amazing stuff coming from Alex Ovechkin. And besides that, you got to look at these games, the Devils, the Senators, the Rangers. Braden Holtby, wow, what a great great guy right now. He is doing everything that he can to make this team look good. A lot of times we have brought this up in the past that Braden Holtby, he's kind of been left out to dry by the defense. He's got to do a lot of his a lot of hard work. They're not making it easy for him. They're still not doing that, but he is holding up his end of the bargain here. He is looking great. I mean, heading into such a big, high-profile game like the Winter Classic, you want a guy like Braden Holtby on your side, because he's proving how great of a goalie he really is. He's really doing just a very impressive job. I mean, there's a glove save, I think it was in the Devils game, where, I mean, he completely robbed the Devils player. He's going glove side, and Holtby's always been kind of flashy with that glove side, and boom, he gets it. No goal, doesn't count. It might even have been against the Senators. I'm not even sure. It's less than 15 minutes away from Christmas Eve, so I'm not really looking up who did what. But here we go. Let's talk about the Senators game. Once again, a great showing. The Capitals were at home in D.C., and they come out with a win up against the Senators. The Senators have given them a lot of trouble in the past this season and a couple seasons in the past. But the Capitals look very strong. They look like a team ready to go. They look like a team that could take on the world. And then the next night, on Tuesday, the 23rd, the Capitals went up against the New York Rangers. Not the best showing for the Capitals. These guys definitely were tired from the night before. The Ottawa Senators game was a grinders game. That's why you saw a guy like Jay Beagle get a goal. This was a grinders game. This wasn't going to be flashy. It was going to be down and dirty hockey. And I don't know about you guys, but down and dirty hockey is my favorite kind of hockey. That's what we talked about. Dan and I have talked about in the past. Jay Beagle is a grinder. He goes out there, and he's going to wear guys down. And that's really what it was. The Ottawa game was an endurance race. who could last longer, who could get more stuff done in 60 minutes. And they held their own. The Capitals looked good, but at the same time, it definitely had an effect on them. Because when they went up against the Rangers, they had a very slow start. Not looking good in any way. The Capitals just weren't putting anything together until Yevgeny Kuznetsov was able to come away with a goal, making it 3-1. Capitals' first goal of the night. And after that, it seems like as if they kind of got energized. Ovechkin was able to, again, another beauty from the Ovi spot. I mean, just doing his job as the captain, as a goal scorer. Ovechkin looked great. So did Yevgeny Kuznetsov. This team played a 20-minute game. If they could have kept their energy up from the night before, if they could have realized that the Rangers are not the same as the Senators... The Senators are a grinder team. The Rangers are, you know, they can last 60 minutes, but they're a little bit more flashy. They got guys like Rick Nash and Martin Saint-Louis. So, really, you got to think about that type of stuff. It's a different team. And playing back-to-back nights is never easy. I can understand these guys being tired, but to be an NHL player, you got to play full 60 minutes every night. And unfortunately, I think the Capitals could have won this game. It reminded me a lot of past Capital Rangers games. I believe Joe B. said it was the 202nd goal. Or second, 202nd game between the Rangers and the Capitals. So there's a lot of history there, and this looked like a Stanley Cup playoff game. It really did. Of course, it also reminded me a lot of the Stanley Cup playoff games because the Rangers won. But at the same time, the Capitals, they finished strong, you know. If Barry Trotz can figure out a way, maybe this was just fatigue, but you gotta give it to these guys. At least those 20 minutes, they look great. If they can figure out how to take that 20 minutes, stretch that out into a full game, we got a Stanley Cup champion team, I'm telling you. I mean, they looked that good in that last 20 minutes, but you gotta play a full 60 minutes. We've been over that time and time again. You gotta play a full 60 minutes. Something else that is interesting that happened at this Rangers game is that Tom Wilson was a healthy scratch for the first time in his NHL career. You got to ask yourself, why was he a healthy scratch? Is he actually hurt? Are we going to see something come out that that the Christmas break is coming up for a couple days? Is he going to practice during that time? Is there something wrong there? But he did cost the team a couple penalty minutes. He didn't look that strong up against the Ottawa Senators. So maybe this is Barry Trotz's way of saying, like, hey, you got to sit down, look at what's going on, because the guy has had a crazy career so far. Last year, he's on the fourth line, not doing anything under Adam Oates. He gets injured over the summer, possible skateboarding accident, possible, you know, whatever. But he hurts his ankle. He's got to have surgery. He comes back on injury reserve. So he's not playing, you know, at the beginning of this season. He plays in the Bears, with the Hershey Bears for a little bit, kind of figures out he can play. And then he's immediately brought up to the top line with Ovechkin and Backstrom. I don't want to see this line being broken up on many nights. I think Wilson, Ovi, Backy is a winning combination. I think that having Wilson out there, he's going to take care of Backy, he's going to take care of Ovi, and he's the big guy, like Dan's always saying. You park in the butt in front of the goalie, he's going to be blocking that goalie so he can't see where Ovi or Backy are coming from. So I like the fact that Wilson's on that top line. But maybe at this point in his career, it is better for him to see what's going on from the press box, because he is still a young dude. I mean, he's only 20 years old. He can't even drink yet. And I'm drinking some Shiner Holiday Cheer. Hey, it's the holiday season, everybody. And that's something that we'll see what happens down the road with Tom Wilson. But if this is a healthy scratch, if Barry Trotz says this is what you got to watch for at least a game or two, that's fine, but he's been thrust into this huge role on this team. I mean, to be a top six forward on the top line with two superstars, and you're just a guy in your second year, when your first year, I mean, kind of didn't count because of Adam Oates. You got to wonder if this is the best thing for him. I think it is. I want to see Tom Wilson on the ice, but I also want him to take these nights off and kind of look at his game and see how he can improve it, because the dude's got potential. He can't just be that guy that gets into fights. Getting into fights is great. I mean, if you watch the Epics episode 2, Barry Trotz is talking about how good of a job Lotta did in that fight, getting the boys together, getting them riled up. That's awesome. Tom Wilson is definitely the guy to do that, but he's got to do more than that. He's got to be smart about when he's placing his hits. He's got to be smart when he's deciding who he's going to fight. So maybe that time off is going to let him do that. Other news, Burakovsky played his first game in a while with the Capitals. That could be because Tom Wilson was scratched, but he also did go to the Hershey Bears for the weekend, which really, you know, ticked off Team Sweden for the World Juniors because they wanted him to play for Sweden. The Capitals said no. So he went down to the Hershey Bears for a couple games, proved that, you know, he's one of the best players out there. So they brought him back up with Aaron Volpatti to the NHL level, and he played this game up against the Rangers. So hopefully, again, with it's his rookie season, so hopefully he's going to grow more as a player. He gets more ice time down in Hershey. They see what he can do. He's showing off what he can do and why he belongs in the NHL, but it's always good to just kind of observe and figure out what's going on for you. So Caps games coming up on Saturday, December 27th. The Capitals are up against the Penguins. You got to watch out for those mumps. You know, make sure no Capitals are getting mumps before the Winter Classic. That game is at 7:30, and that will be on NBC Sports. On Monday, December 29th, the Capitals are in New York up against the Islanders. That game is at 7 o'clock, and that will be on Comcast Sportsnet. Hopefully, I'll be doing a show again next week before the Winter Classic. I feel as if I have to, given how big of a deal the Winter Classic is. But just in case, Thursday, January 1st, the Blackhawks are visiting D.C. at National Stadium. That's in D.C. up against the Capitals. That game is at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, so nurse your hangover from the night before. Watch some hockey at 1 o'clock. Curl up on the couch. That will be on NBC nationwide. Then on Sunday, January 4th, the Capitals are staying in D.C. They will be up against the Florida Panthers. That game is at 3 o'clock. That will be on Comcast Sportsnet. And then Wednesday, January 7th, the Capitals are in Toronto up north. That game's at 7 o'clock up against the Maple Leafs on Comcast Sportsnet. So plenty of games going on, lots of hockey. Enjoy your holidays, everybody. Something that I also want to talk about before I leave you here. One of the new holiday traditions I have that kind of happened after the lockout, the World Junior Championship. That is going to start the day after Christmas on Friday, December 22nd. All of the U.S. games will be aired on the NHL Network, so let's go over those game times. Friday, December 26th, the U.S. is up against Finland. That game will be taking place in Montreal at 3 o'clock. You can watch that on the NHL Network. On Sunday, December 28th, the U.S. is up against Germany. They will be at, again, Montreal, 8 o'clock on the NHL Network. On Monday, December 29th, the U.S. will be up against Slovakia in Montreal. That game starts at 4 o'clock on the NHL Network. Wednesday, December 31st, they will be up against Canada. Now, this is key here, folks. This is a chance for you to see Caps prospect Madison Bowie. He is playing for Team Canada. That game is at 4 o'clock. And then we get into the quarterfinals, the semifinals, and the finals. Hopefully the U.S. can make it that far. Also, in the World Juniors, we have two other Caps prospects playing for the Czech Republic. Vitek Vanacek. I think I'm saying that name right. I apologize to everyone from the Czech Republic. That I probably butchered the hell out of that name. I apologize. He is a Caps prospect, and he will be actually in goal for the Czech Republic. And then first round draft pick from this past year, Jacob Vrána, will be playing for the Czech Republic. Hopefully they'll get some airtime on the NHL Network as well, so we can kind of check out those Caps prospects. If you guys aren't into it, just if you have time off, if you're enjoying some downtime with your family, you want to watch some sports, something like that, I can tell you the World Juniors is a ton of fun. It is a great time to watch it. I actually enjoyed it. It's coming from Toronto, so the games are on at a decent hour, but I liked it when it was at UFO Russia and it came on at like 4 in the morning or 5 in the morning, because I would get up, you know, stay in the PJs, I'd make some, you know, hot chocolate and make breakfast and then watch some hockey. Pretty good way to start the day, so I really enjoyed that. So if you guys want to check that out, starts Friday, December 26th. I unfortunately will be working, so I can't get to watch that U.S. game. But the NHL Network will be showing, you know, some U.S. hockey, and support the country, man. Got to support the country. So that is pretty much it for this quickie show this week, guys. Have a merry, merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate out there. Happy holidays. Hopefully, I hope Santa brings you some Winter Classic tickets, maybe a Winter Classic jersey, maybe a toque, Capitals toque. I'm cool with that. But the Caps are on break. Next game you get to watch, it is going to be on Saturday, December 27th. So rest up, save your voice, get ready to cheer on the Caps, and everybody say ho, 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 let's Go Caps.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jacks. For more information, go to brandocash.com.